Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner, and I'm here with Karen Hubert, editor-in-chief of the Baltimore City Paper. Karen, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm well. Sorry, our last thing went over a little bit, but we got like a few, four or five minutes here to jump into this. So let's talk about this. What's in this paper? The issue. One of the things I know that we're doing a special conversation about is both the article and the photographic essay on Anthony Harris, who had 2 weeks to turn himself in before going to jail for 15 years. Pretty poignant and powerful piece. Talk a bit about that.
Yeah, that's a piece by Kenneth Stone Breckenridge, and he and photographer Joe Giordano followed this man for 2 weeks before he had to turn himself in. He was out on bail and had been sentenced to 15 years for drug dealing. And it's really an intimate look at how he spends those last days, what he says to his children, what he thinks about in terms of, you know, whether he's going to be able to carry on a relationship with his kids once he's in jail, in prison. And also he worries a lot financially about his family. He has seven kids. And yes. How are they going to, you know, be supported? Their mother's work, but also that income was essential to raising these kids. So it's a really interesting look at what somebody thinks about. It's also an interesting glimpse inside the drug trade and the way that Anthony Harris thinks about that. You know, he had been dealing for a long time, but he also worked for the city and had a day job, had been in the Army, graduated from City College. So it was it's an interesting, I think, close-up of someone who has been, you know, leading this life as a drug dealer, but also this other life as a suburban dad and city worker, and how he prepares for this time behind bars and
15 years.
Yeah, and weighs whether he's going to turn himself in or not. Yeah, originally he was likely to get as much as 252 years, but he pled guilty to two of the more serious charges, and in that plea deal got 15 years. So it's a really, you know, it's a close-up of this man's life that I think is really interesting and insightful.
Well, I'm looking forward to the conversation we're going to tape around this. It does run really deep in terms of what it says about people in our community, and we need to start thinking about different ways to address what's happening around us, and that this punishment thing is not always the way to go. But at any rate, you also have this piece about our own Stacia Brown.
Yeah.
And the incredible show that she and the other women are producing here at WEA, Baltimore, The Rise of Charm City.
Yes, yes. We have a lovely profile on Stacia Brown and her show, which I think is really interesting. We've got a review from the Arena Players show Luther about Luther Vandross. And we have an interesting piece by Brandon Soderbergh about a five-year-old rapper.
Yeah, I saw that. I didn't read it, though, yet.
Called Bankroll PJ, who's the nephew of Bankroll Fresh, who was shot. And it's a really interesting look at, in some ways, the healing power of hip-hop. So that's a really interesting piece as well. And then we've got a book review of Mike Brown's mother's new memoir that is out, and she is writing about her son's life and death in Missouri, and that's another really interesting kind of glimpse at, you know, what it meant, what she had hoped for her son, and sounds like a very honest reflection on raising him and her life there in Missouri.
Well, this sounds like a great issue. I'm looking forward to these articles, looking forward to our long conversation about the lead article in the City Paper this week, too. Karen Hubert, editor-in-chief of the Baltimore City Paper. Karen, always great to talk with you. Thanks so much for all the stuff you put out.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Thank you. Thank you all for listening and calling in and making the show what it is. Appreciate all of you. The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our senior producers are Stephanie Mavronis and Mark Henry. Our engineer is Andre Melton. Our interns are Morgan Barber and Calvin Perry. Our theme music is by Wal Matthews of Clean Cuts. Send me your thoughts about today's program to talk@steinershow.org. The podcast of Mark Steiner Show. Share it with your friends. Visit us on the web at steinershow.org or listen to us via your favorite podcasting app. And for your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA, 88.9 FM, the voice of the community, I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.